It's January 12th, 2024, and you're listening to Reality Daily, your daily source of reality TV schedules, news, and commentary. My name is Wyatt, and we got a jam-packed weekend. Let's hop right into it. Biggest story has to be The Traitors USA, episode 1 through 3, will come out tonight on Peacock. Now, there was some discussions of would it be your typical streaming show drop, where the episodes are going to drop at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, midnight Pacific Time. That's what I think everybody is assumed, and I think rightfully so. Even some schedules online had said that. However, Peacock has came out on Thursday and said that no, these episodes will drop at 9 p.m. On Friday, which I guess is good to kind of train the consumer, because if you are going to drop weekly episodes at that 9 o'clock time frame so that people can watch together and they can live tweet and everything like that, you know, you want to condition them from the initial drop, I think. So I do think it's probably a good decision, although it's going to be more unfortunate that I have to wait like another 12 hours to be able to watch this show that I'm so excited about. But 21-player cast full of celebrities. Yeah, if for some reason you haven't seen The Traitors, you're going to have all these celebrities around the table. Three of them are going to be selected as The Traitors. I say three, but it could be anywhere. It could be four. But it's most likely going to be three. And those are The Traitors that the other have to suss out. If they don't, they could get killed, because the traitors will get to kill somebody, and then there'll be a challenge where they'll, you know, be able to win money for the prize pot, and then there'll be a roundtable vote, a very open form type vote and public voting, and then whoever has the most votes is banished. And if they're a traitor, then everybody celebrates. If they're not a traitor, everybody mourns that they got rid of somebody who was essentially on their side. At the end of the game, if there's a traitor left, they're going to take the entire prize pool. If there's faithful left, they are going to split the money. So most likely you're going to see a $250,000 prize pool. They're probably going to get every single bit of that, and you're probably going to see either one traitor end up winning it all, or you're going to see maybe like two faithfuls end up winning it. So it's going to be a significant amount of money. 21-player cast. Like I mentioned, we will go to the weekly drops that will be on Thursdays at 9 o'clock. No real competition on Thursdays at 9, so no issue there. I do intend to see the Shield implemented in more of a game mechanic way to incentivize self-interested gameplay. You know, we see this on the current UK season, and I have to assume that they probably filmed these pretty close together between the new UK and the new US. So I think that if you like what they're doing in the UK, where you do have the ability to kind of like go against the team for a second, very mole-like, and get those shields, I think that we'll see that in the US version. Cast is going to include Sandra and Parvati from Survivor, Dan and Janelle from Big Brother, Bananas, CT and Trishelle from the MTV Challenge, Ekansu from Love Island UK, Bergie from Love Island US, Peppermint from RuPaul's Drag Race, MJ from Shaz of Sunset, Real Housewives, Tamara, Fedra, Sherry, and Larsa, Michael Jordan's son Marcus, who's in a relationship with Larsa. That's an interesting component. I assume that everybody will know that in the house, but we'll see. Peter from The Bachelor, Maxim from Dancing with the Stars. You know, he was a pro dancer on there for probably a decade or more. Kevin from Bling Empire, Deontay Wilder, he's a boxer. That, to me, is still the craziest person on this cast, because, I mean, he makes, like, over $10 million a fight, so it's crazy for him to be competing for $250,000, especially when he had, like, a fight scheduled, I think, when this was being filmed. And then John Bercow from UK Parliament, also very odd choice here, because, you know, he's a UK guy on a US season, so very interesting. At least Ekansu, you know why she's there. John Bercow, I think you really have to research to kind of figure out why. My picks for The Traitors are going to be Larsa Pippen, Bergie, and Janelle. I think that if you're going to cast a couple, Larsa and Marcus, you're going to want to put one of them as a traitor. I think Larsa is probably more likely to be the traitor because she just come from the Real Housewives. I think you check the Bravo box as well. Bergie, I mentioned this when the initial, you know, beginning of the Reality Daily for the month came out. I just think that Bergie is somebody that is, like, so shaky, and he was so bad at confrontation in his Love Island season. I kind of think they want to see him as the traitor. I am kind of backing off this a little bit because I did see like the super trailer where he says, I just want to prove that I can't be manipulated. So maybe they will want him to be a faithful. But I definitely think that it would be interesting to see him as a traitor. I'm just not sure if they'll pull the trigger on it, but he's on a Peacock show as well. I just think it makes a lot of sense to put him there. And then Janelle, I do think they have to appease the traditional competition fans, whether that's Survivor, Big Brother, The Challenge. So I do think we will have to see one person from there. And I think usually what you think about is, like, who is the least likely to be picked, or who is the person that we probably want the least? Because, you know, Sandra, I think, is too obvious. Parvati's too obvious. Bananas is too obvious. You could argue CT. You could argue Trishelle. But I think they'll go with Janelle. I do. I think that they really liked what they got from Ceree last time. And I think, and Cody, they probably like that as well. So I do think they will give us some bit of crumb for those people that are your Survivor Challenge Big Brother purist. And I think they'll go with Janelle. Also, new show coming out today is Uninterrupted, excuse me. Top Class is the life and times of the Sierra Canyon Trailblazers. The entire season 4 is going to drop on Freevee. That is, you know, Amazon's free service. It's 8 episodes, 4th season. They're going to be dropping at 3 a.m., like I assume the Traders would be. It's a California prep school basketball season. So if you like the docu-series about sports, give that a shot. Love is Blind Sweden is going to drop on Netflix the first 4 episodes. There will be dubbing and subbing in English. Be 4 episodes this week, 4 episodes next week, 2 episodes for the marriages in the 3rd week, and then there'll be a reunion, I assume, a week after that, although I don't believe that is confirmed. Over in the UK, we're off of streaming now. We have Extraordinary Extensions UK. This is Tiny Tempa is going to follow homeowners who make awe-inspiring extensions to their house. This episode is a Warwickshire couple who's going to add an eco-friendly pool and spa to their covered home. This is going to be on Channel 4. Also, we have Beat the Chasers Celebrity UK. This is where celebrities can take up all 6 chasers in a quest for charity. They take all 6 down. I believe £600,000 is the jackpot that I saw. Participants are going to include comic Nish Kumar, pointless host Alexander Armstrong, former footballer and pundit Dion Dublin, comic Joe Brand, The Choir's Gareth Malone, former Sky Sports anchor Christy Gallagher, Countdown host Rachel Riley, comic and CB's actor Chris Mackensland, and then Mary Earps, football player. I believe she's still playing for Man U in Goalkeeper Road. Other shows that are coming out Friday that are not premieres, but are new episodes, and that is RuPaul's Drag Race. It's the second part of the split premiere. It's a talent show for the second half. And Becky G, love her, is going to be guest starring. Love After Lockup on Lifetime. Taylor is going to confront Chance. Melissa reveals secret surgery plans. Tensions flare as Key Rock seeks Bree's family's acceptance. Chevelle's shower explodes as the mother-in-law's face off again. Mike comes clean and Blaine's confession sends Lindsay spiraling. Over on Shark Tank, we have a guest shark. Sprinkles Cupcake founder Candace Nelson is going to return as a guest shark. We're going to see a modern tinned seafood company, a diaper-changing helper, a break for skateboards, lightweight packaged meals. Bella Collective Reunion Part 2 is also going to be on OWN tonight. Mary's going to open up about her frustrations with her mom and why she revealed one of Tambra's secrets. Latrice and Cliff face stiff questions about their marriage, and Joshi and Cliff finally confront each other, ending in tears. Over on History Channel, we'll have The Unbelievable with Dan Aykroyd, Human Bones as a Miracle Cure for Gout, Living Mummies Buried Alive, Victorian Era, Way to Lose Weights, including tapeworms. He's going to explore all of that. Also on History, Ancient Aliens. The episode's going to be titled The Top 10 Alien Influencers, and some of the questions that the previews ponder is, were the ancient Greeks taught how to work metal by the race of fish people? Egypt's most controversial pharaoh has been an extraterrestrial being. Traders UK episode 6 is going to air on BBC. Reminder that you can get that on iBox Player on demand. Same thing with Style It Out episode 3. You can get that on iBox Player. But if you do want to watch it on TV, it's going to be Halloween is going to be the theme. Penn and Teller Fool Us, Masters of Illusion, and World's Funniest Pets, all on the CW, have a new episode tonight. Now for Saturday's premieres, the biggest one, in fact, the only one that is going to be premiering on Saturday is Gladiators UK. If you're from the UK, you certainly know what Gladiators is. It is coming back. If you're not, it's basically American Gladiators. You know, we took that British format and made it very popular here. It is coming back over in the UK. Some of the female gladiators that you can expect, Athena, she's a powerlifting champion, Comet, a gymnastics-based fitness model, Livy, professional bodybuilder and personal trainer, Dynamite's a CrossFit athlete, Electra, Electro's a CrossFit athlete as well. Fire, which is going to be Montel Douglas. She was an Olympian for athletics and bobsled, kind of like Lolo Jones, I guess, for the UK. Fury is a rugby union player, and Sabre is a British champion weightlifter. For the men, we have Apollo, who is Alex Gray, who's a rugby union player, but also played the NFL, the American Football League. Then we have Bionic and Giant, Which is interesting because Giant, you know, you would think he was like 7 foot tall. He's shorter than Bionic. They're bodybuilders. We have Legend, who's a fitness YouTuber. We have Nitro. He's a two-time athletics Commonwealth gold medalist. Phantom is Olympic bobsledder. Steel is a CrossFit athlete. Names UK's fittest man in 2020. Viper is a bodybuilder and played a Bond villain in Tomorrow Never Die. Some of the games that you'll see on Sunday's episode is Duel. That is where you have these giant Q-tips, you know, that are stuff that you can like hit your opponent off. New events, Collision in the Ring, Gauntlet, which is where you have to run through this like pit while you have four gladiators that are going to hit you with like pads to try to block your way, and you have to get there in a certain amount of time. And then Hang Tough, which is where you have a lot of these gymnastic rings that you have to kind of use like monkey bars to get to the other side while the gladiator is trying to catch up to you and rip you off by any means necessary. Very excited for this. I loved American Gladiators. I never really watched the UK Gladiators to my knowledge, but I'm excited to see the revival. We're also going to see a revival in Australia, I believe, in February as well. So interesting that these are coming back. I do wonder if we're going to see that come for America. I know there were some discussions of like a WWE stars being the gladiators and it being like a Netflix show, but I don't know. I wouldn't hold your breath on that. All right, other shows that are coming out on Saturday, we have Love and Marriage Huntsville, Reunion Part 2, Letitia and Kiki are going to trade accusations of infidelity, Carlos confronts Martell about his dating life and feelings for Melody, Tiffany and Lou are going to discuss their future on the show, and Stormy's mother confronts Melody. Also, First Time Buyers Club on Oprah Winfrey Network as well. A family has outgrown their townhome and are helped for a larger home while navigating things like school zones, HOA payments, and square footage. Prosecuting Evil's over on ID, an elderly couple was murdered in 1987, and years later, the shocking truth is revealed. Also, Fatal Family Feuds comes on right after that. An extreme sport venture owner is shot dead, and the family suspects the son. Incredible Dr. Pohl is on a new vet. Dr. Olivia is going to join the clinic. Right after that is the Incredible Pohl Farm. The family needs to bale some hay and get ready for their next animal. Then we have Buddy Velastro's Cake Dynasty over on A&E. A retailer is going to ask Buddy if they can make 90,000 cakes in a week. The team's going to work on a huge cake for the state fair. Buddy's got shoulder pain, and Junior has to decide if he wants to go to college or continue working in the factory. The Chase UK has a celebrity special on Saturday. You're going to see celebrity contestants include EastEnders' Danielle Howard, auctioneer Raj Bisram. If you watch Anti Roadshow, you're probably familiar with him. Former boxer John Conte, and former Olympian in athletics Roger Black. We also have Wies is de Mol episode 2, the Dutch version of the Mol. Second episode is going to be out on Avro. If you look on Reddit, there are links to that available for the English subtitled episodes of that. In the documentary side, I don't even know if it's a documentary, it's more so of a special. Oprah Winfrey's going to be talking to Fantasia Barrino about The Color Purple and her role in that over on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Now let's get into Sunday's premieres. We have Dancing on Ice over on ITV. Dancing with the Stars, basically, Strictly Come Dancing, but on ice. Something that really flopped in America when we did it, but has been a roaring success for the UK. Some of the cast is going to include Adele Roberts from BBC Radio, Amber Davis from Love Island Season 3, Claire Sweeney, she's an actress, she was on Loose Women as well, Eddie the Eagle, iconic ski jumper. It wasn't supposed to be him, it was supposed to be a Gogglebox star, but he got hurt, so Eddie the Eagle is going to come in. Iconic, one of the most iconic UK athletes, in my opinion, in terms of people that have transcended that sport. We have Greg Rutherford, who's an Olympic long jumper, Hannah Spirit from S Club 7, Lou Sander, stand-up comic, Miles Nazir from Made in Chelsea, Ricky Hatton, boxer. He's big, like he's fat, like I don't know how he's going to skate. Love Ricky Hatton, big boxing fan, as is Nathan from Reality Daily, but not sure how well he's going to do. Ricky Norwood from EastEnders, Roxy Sheridina from Emmerdale, and Ryan Thomas from Coronation Street. Taskmasters also has their Champions of Champions over on Channel 4. That's going to start. Former champions are going to return. Irish comic Dara O'Brien, British comic Morgana Robinson, Australia comic Sarah Kendall, British Sophie Duker, and actor and former runner-up Kella Smith-Barnon, who, if you're in America, you probably know this person. They're actually on Ghost UK. Ghost UK has been airing over on CBS as kind of a filler for the writer strike and the actor strike, so you're probably familiar with him. Remember, Taskmaster is very good. They'll upload a lot of their episodes over onto YouTube, so be on the lookout for those. Other episodes that are going to come out on Sunday, we have The Real Housewives of Potomac. Mia's going to invite the Dixons to a cooking experience. Gazelle's going to talk to Grace and take her to a self-defense class before she heads off to college. The ladies are going to come together to support Karen's PAVE event and represent a good cause. Married to Medicine comes on right after that. Toya wants to return to the days where Eugene would woo her with dates. Simone is excited to become an empty nester, but Heavenly is not. Over on 90 Day Fiancé, Rob is livid, after getting lectured by Sophie's mom. Jasmine's bomb drop leaves Gino questioning their future together, and Ashley and Manuel's sexual chemistry is taking a toll on her. After that, you're going to see Sister Wives as Christina and David's Wedding Part 2. You got Janelle's household fighting through COVID-19. Yazabel has exciting news about her future, and Christine's going to reveal her plans to move to Salt Lake City with Truly as Cody struggles to let her go. Over in Worst Cooks in America, they got to cook lamb curry. I'm sure they'll do well. For the people that can't even boil eggs, I'm sure they'll have an easy time cooking lamb curry for that second episode. Hometown is also new. A civil engineer and artist is moving from Seattle to Laurel, Mississippi to be closer to family, but they need a hot tub, and that is non-negotiable. Homestead Rescue is new over on Discovery Channel. Recently divorced single mother finds herself unprepared for the winter in interior Alaska. While facing the late summer wildfires, the Rainies have to embrace 22 hours of daylight to battle still frozen ground, secure water and food sources to survive the winter. Snapped is all new over on Oxygen. A hardworking family man is gunned down. Final Moments comes on right after that. Sherry vanishes from a Florida bar, and her body is later discovered when police discover video of her on a motorcycle. So she's going to try to find the killer there. American Monster is new as well on ID. Barbara spent years building her career and family, but when her husband becomes increasingly violent, she makes a deadly decision. Over on Smithsonian, an interesting docuseries came out last week. Extreme Airport Africa. This kind of talks about the trials and the tribulations of the airport industry over in Africa. An engine's going to fault, delaying flights. A scientist is going to fly into the bush to hunt a killer disease, and a face-off with a spitting cobra on the runway. Only in Africa can you have a spitting cobra on the runway. America's Funniest Home Videos is brand new on ABC. Going over to the UK, the Great Pottery Throwdown has their second episode. It's down to 11 contestants. They're going to work on a gluggle jug. Never heard of that. And a surprise second challenge. The Chase had a celebrity version on Saturday. They will also have a celebrity version on Sunday. This is going to include comic Adam Jones, actress Monica Dolan, and comic duo Dick and Dom. Also, if you are watching BB Celebrities over on Novu in Quebec, it's going to be their first eviction show. For the documentary side on CW, we will have I Am Paul Walker, a documentary on Paul Walker. Make sure you're tuning into Monday's episode on the CW, I Am. They're doing a special Martin Luther King documentary in honor for his birthday. Now let's get into some news. If you are listening to this, Holy Moly, Season 3 and 4 have been added to Netflix, as has Floribama Shore, Season 2. Floribama Shore, it's like, if you haven't seen it, I'd give it at least a shot. It's, you know, it's just a redneck version of Jersey Shore, but it was very popular for a few years over on MTV. The Critic Choice Awards are going to come on Sunday as well on CW+. Barbie's leading the movie noms with 18, while for the morning show is leading with 6. Nominations. We've mentioned before that Survivor 46 is releasing these audition videos of these contestants, so you have the ability to kind of get an idea of who these people are before they come out. Two have dropped since the last time I've done an episode, and that is Venus and Tevin. I will say, I love Venus. I love her entire idea. She's like, I want to, you know, bring awareness to like Persian women and everything. But she also talks about how she never was given anything. She had a scratch and claw for everything. And that's what will do very well. So I like how you talk about, here's your message. Here's my MO for being on the show, is to be able to inspire women of my ethnicity. But at the same time, like, I do have the ability to actually do well in this game. And then we have Tevin. Tevin's the one that you'll see in the videos for the previews, who's like screaming that he's got a buff, a damn buff, like that kind of thing. And I love the audition video. I think it's so great. Talks about how being an actor makes him incredibly personable, and he has to do that on the island. I always am worried about people that say that they're actors or influencers or anything like that, because I just wonder, like, are you really here to like play the game to the best of your ability, or are you here to make sound bites? And I'm not sure about Tevin, right? Because he's saying everything good, so I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. And listen, there's nothing wrong with the character. I just want you to be a character that's self-interested. That's why somebody like, I think, like Yam Yam and even more so Carolyn were so liked, is because they were playing the game to the best of their ability while entertaining us. Love Never Lies Poland is going to be coming to Netflix for season 2 on January 31st. If you don't know what this show is, it's basically a Temptation Island-type show with lie detectors, and the couple that is the most truthful wins the money. Very messy show. It originally, I think, was in Spanish, and then they have the extension series, a spinoff, over in Poland. Over in the UK, ITV has greenlit a new docu-series, Drama Queens, which is going to follow the cast of Coronation Street, Emmerdale, and Hollyoaks when the cameras are off. I'm excited for this. I don't know if I'll watch it per se, but I do like the idea of this because if you are like me and you are from the U.S., but you do watch Big Brother UK, I'm a Celebrity, Love Island, etc., anytime that you have one of these celebrity shows that come out, you're always going to see somebody from one of these soap operas, you know, EastEnders as well, but Coronation Street, almost every single time, you can just mark it up that somebody's going to be there, and then obviously Hollyoaks and Emmerdale are there quite a bit as well, but interesting to see what goes on behind the scenes, because a lot of these characters end up being really interesting on the show, so I'm sure there's a lot of drama backstage. New documentaries that you need to be able to look out for Netflix coming February 7th is Rael, a French language documentary about a UFO religion turned a cult. It's going to be dubbed and subbed in English. Over on January 30th, you're going to see the NASCAR docuseries. I didn't write down what the actual title of the documentary is, but you know, we've seen this with Drive to Survive, with F1, we saw this with Full Swing, with Golf Breakpoint, which their second part came out this week for tennis, quarterback for the NFL. So now NASCAR gets their spot in the spotlight, and I'm interested because I think Drive to Survive really opened a lot of people's eyes to like how great F1 could be, and I do wonder, will we see an international appeal for NASCAR in the same way that we saw the F1 kind of translate the American audience? Also, an NBA docuseries has announced that it will be filming. I don't think it's been filmed or anything. Maybe they're filming it during this season. But the five people that you can expect is LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards, and Sabonis. It's going to be produced by Barack Obama, LeBron James's production company, and Omaha Productions, which is Peyton Manning, who are doing the quarterback. I just love these docuseries. You know, I just think they're so good to humanize the athletes, and it really incorporates like how important these games are. And if you aren't watching the sport, it's even better. Because if you watch Drive to Survive, but you don't pay attention to F1, you don't know the results, so you really are on the edge of your seat. I know a lot of people internationally were talking about how good the quarterback documentary was because they weren't familiar with American football, and they didn't know the results. They didn't know who was going to win the Super Bowl, so, you know, it kind of kept them on their edge the entire time. But that does it for today's episode. I will say as well in the outro, I watched the first two episodes of Trust. I'd give it a shot. I think the first episode's a little slow. I think you're probably going to have to get 80, 90% of the way before you really enjoy it. But the second episode, very good. And then after that, is yet to be seen. But I've heard nothing but good things about episode 3 and 4 as well. If I missed any reality show that you know about, let us know. Follow us at Reality Daily Pod on social media. You can leave us a review on our podcast page. Rate us 5 stars. We'd greatly appreciate that. It helps the algorithm so, so much. And it gets, you know, this Reality Daily schedule into everybody's inbox, more and more. And we certainly appreciate that. Feel free to send it to anybody as well. All right. Appreciate you all for listening. Until next time. Bye.